If poetic pieces were upon trees that grow from our lover's ashes, forests would become sacred again. Rather than adorning our defunct with polymers, flowers that never grass, numbers cart shallow in stones. We could allow art to heal our losses, honor through the poetic, an expression that is devoured by nature as it eats hungry. Are loved. If we entrust ourselves to nature, honor death as a transformation, blissful expansion, what is becomes historical, a timeless mentor, our humble reconciliation with the fact that we all need to leave a warm trail worth of a yesterday. If we entrust ourselves to nature, our power would tell us to return the lilies, the moist breath it gave us as a favor, even the struggles, mismatched flavors, tingling sensations, despite fugacity, once planted, actions with bounds, lingering echoes, stretching toward the last horizon of another. If cemeteries had no tombstones, our history would stand in stillness. Chirps and tweets would free us from the fear of death. Honored, could we grow to be one of them? Sucklings still teaching us how to be an unsynced unity that at last unites death with life, not morbidly, but in a way that heals. Those who hunger for significance in vastness, seeking to reconcile the past with the present so we can. The future can forge a stream amongst the boughs that now flow, breathe, grow, love in ways we thought would be impossible. By endearing nature thoroughly, reaching sacredness as worn out ash becomes the root with evermore